As always, we're grateful for everybody who came out this evening to show support for the shul, for the Rav, for the Rebbetzin. And we thank you. We thank all those who participate during the year. The Rav really went through it this morning, and to repeat it is both unnecessary and raises the likelihood that this leaves somebody out. So everybody from the shul participates in their way by making it a Malkum Torah and Tefillah, by the additional work that they do on behalf of the shul and Rufni and Gashmi. We're all grateful. We have a speaker, Rabbi Shapiro, who came in from Florida, and people see the screen, and as people were coming in early, and they saw us setting up the screen, people were quite surprised, and everybody had a cute little joke or remark to make about whether we're showing a movie or something tonight. And then we told everybody the purpose of the screen, which is for us to be able to see tonight and to hear from our beloved Chaver, Harvey Babich. Everybody immediately smiled. The warmth that we all feel toward Harvey, everybody understands why. Harvey is always has a smile, always is ready to help everybody in every which way. For the past few weeks, we've been able to show him a little bit of the love back, and so we're very excited to be able to see and hear from a good friend, Dr. Harvey Babich. I think for most of us who come out tonight, the purpose of coming out is not only to show our support for the shul, for the tehillah as it exists, but primarily to be able to say thank you, to express our karas hatov to the Rav. I just want to share a very brief thought that I think encapsulates how most of us feel. The Rav, we all know, is the Talmud of Rav Tam, but there's one midah that he has that I've come to learn over the past year, as someone explained it to me, is really a briska midah. So you don't really see how is the Rav a briska, and usually Mespalim wouldn't necessarily be so grateful for the Rav having a briska midah. So let me explain. Story goes that there was a kehillah that needed a Rav. And so the members of the kehillah in Europe at the end of the 19th century. And some of those members of the Kehillah were Talmidim of the Aruch HaShulchan. And they went to ask the Aruch HaShulchan, what should we look for in a Rav? So he asked the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says, Amara HaRav, someone's expert in Psak, in Dalat Telkei Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so they came back ready to proceed with their search. However, at the same time, a group from that Kehillah, who had been Talmidim of the Netziv, asked the Netziv what they should look for in a Rav. And the Netziv told them that the quality you look for is a Marbitz Torah. Somebody who's a Marbitz Torah is necessary to lead the Kehillah. And so the Kehillah was split. Do we look for a Mara Hara? Do we look for a Marbitz Torah? You think you know where the story is going, but it's not what you think. So they didn't know how to resolve this dispute, so they went to the Beis HaLevi. They went to the Beis HaLevi to ask him, should we follow the Aruch HaShulchan's advice or should we follow the Netziv's advice? And so the Beis HaLevi told them, it's certainly true that being a Baki in Dalat Telkei Shulchan Aruch is a necessary quality for a Rav. And it's certainly too true that being a Marbitz Torah is a necessary quality for a Rav. But neither of those are the essential qualities of a Rav. The essential quality of the Rav, the Beis HaLevi said, is someone who's a Noisei Ba'ol Chaverim. So go out, find a Talmud Chacham, find someone who can help in Psak, find someone who will inspire you in Torah, but most importantly, have a manhig who's a Noisei Ba'ol Chaverim. And in that, there is no greater brisket Talmud than our Rav. And really, the Velt knows him for his godless in Torah, the Velt knows about his Mara Hara, the Velt speaks about his Shiurim. That's all true, it's beyond our capacity to articulate the greatness in it, but really, those of us here tonight, those of us privileged to be part of this Kehillah, what we can bear witness to, uniquely, is the Rav's genius in Noisei Ba'ol Chaverim. Each of us, in our own way, the Rav knows what we need, the Rav knows when we need it, the Rav knows how we need it. Somehow the Rav has time to do that 150 times. Each of us, when he's doing it for us, we don't think of the fact that there's another 150 families and he's doing it for them. And so tonight we say thank you. We say thank you for many things, but really for the Rav and Rebbetzin, for the warmth, for the support, for the caring and for the love. We say thank you and we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu that the Rav and Rebbetzin should be repaid with only kindness, nachas and gesund from their children, their grandchildren, very generous, as Yisrael said, from Hevi Amenu, Amen. With that, I'd like to ask our Rav Shlita to address the elders.